going on? What's that?
What's your name?
My name is Tupos.
Tupos?
Yep. Are you with this church?
I am.
You are?
I'm curious what you got going on. I'm not affiliated in any sort of way. I'm looking for understanding more so than anything.
Wait, I just asked if you're with this church. You said yeah, and then you said you're not affiliated in any way. What does that mean?
You're not a member.
Oh, you're not, but you go here.
I didn't fill out the paper.
You go here.
Yeah.
You sing and pray with them.
Absolutely.
There you go. So you're united to them.
I don't sing and pray with people. I sing and pray with the Lord.
But you're united to people here. So what we're about is on that gospel card, we have a testing up of Radiant Church to show you why it's unbiblical, starting from the gospel that doesn't call you out of the world, that they proclaim an easy believe gospel that cannot save you. Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world, John 17. These people are of the world with their Super Bowl parties and all of their carnality. They hire men like Tim Hawkins to come in, a worldly, carnal, heretical man that also has a false gospel.
I read your website.
Jesus said that we must be about spirit and truth. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples. Hiring carnal comedians and putting on worldly entertainment is not doing that. This is of the flesh. This is of the flesh. This is of worldliness. This is not of the Father. And in Romans 8:8, it says you cannot please God in the flesh. And so the Bible talks about being sober. Old men, watch yourself. Old men, women, young men, young women, to be sober-minded. There's nothing sober-minded about the worldliness of Tim Hawkins and the worldliness of Radiant Church.
Can I ask,
sure, you can ask anything, as long as it's not a mocker's question. I deny mocker's questions.
I don't like to think I ask mocker's questions.
Okay.
Because to me, you guys are believers, right?
We follow Jesus Christ. Let me preach the gospel real quick. The shed blood of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, fully God, fully man, the only way. By him you must come. Tim Hawkins tells you, just believe in Jesus and God sees Jesus through you or you through Jesus and you make it to the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says Jesus' first ministry words were, repent, seek the kingdom of God, come out of all your sin and worldliness and false ways like Radiant Church. When God sees an obedient vessel that's willing to obey, Acts 5 says you get the Holy Spirit. The fruit that you're born of God, you don't live on in sin and worldliness. You come out of the world. The Holy Spirit does a work in you. You work with him. It's a covenant, not a relationship. It's right. A covenant. We're in a blood covenant. And you walk in holiness and obedience, and you endure to the end. That gospel I just preached to you is the opposed of what Radiant Church and Tim Hawkins teach.
Okay.
So that's the gospel.
I have never heard of Tim Hawkins. Yeah. My life until today or a few days ago.
Whatever.
I'm completely honest.
Yeah. Check out my testing on him. Yeah. I'll teach you about him. He's a worldly carnal man that sells the things of God and makes fun of the things of God. He makes fun of sin. He makes fun of worship. He makes fun of worldly things.
Yeah. Hey,
does that sound like something Jesus would do?
I don't know anything about him, but if he makes fun of worship, if he makes fun of Jesus, if he, you know, makes light of sin, then I'm in complete agreement.
He does, sir. I have a bunch of videos on there. He just makes foolishness of it. And they'll tell you, ready? They'll say he's a clean comedian, okay? He doesn't cuss. But he talks about, he sings a song about colonoscopies.
Well, you can cuss.
Do you know what a colonoscopy is? They shove a metal rod up your butt. We're all grown-ups here. That's something, you think Jesus or Paul or John the Baptist would be singing about colonoscopies?
Paul said the word crap.
Did Paul, first of all, he said the word dung. That's like you and I saying manure. It wasn't considered slang. And he did it for a point and a purpose. And it was sober. If he talked about colonoscopy and said, get a colonoscopy because I don't want you to die of cancer, he's making fun and foolishness of it, young man.
So
he's making fun and foolishness. If you're here to defend foolishness, you are a mocker. And I will send you off.
Listen, I don't really appreciate, you being harsh with me.
What you need is truth. You need to be told, unless you repent, you're going to lose your soul. That's what you need. You've been listening to goat farmers long enough. You need a preacher of righteousness to tell you, turn, come out of the world, come out of this sin, come out of your flesh and your carnality, or the wrath of God is coming for you. That's the most loving thing I can tell you, young man.
I apologize, but you don't personally know me.
Really, if you're here and you're partaking of this, and you're defending carnality. Oh, okay, you're not going there? What are you here for, sir?
I'm here to ask questions.
You're here to what?
I'm here to ask questions.
Are you with Radiant Church? You attend here?
But I believe
you attend here. So you sing and pray, you're united to them as well.
The church is a lot larger than the people in that building.
I can tell you one thing. That's not the body of Christ. Yeah, you've been patient with your arm up. What's up?
I would like to understand. What you're saying makes sense. I'm not going to challenge your belief because that doesn't open.
Not my belief, it's God's word, young man. You can't find comedy anywhere in God's word. Soberness.
I don't disagree. Really?
Soberness. I don't, holiness. No, I disagree, righteousness.
So, however, can you give me a chance to talk?
Until you start telling me things that aren't biblical, then I'm not going to listen.
I just agreed with you.
Okay.
Is that unbiblical?
Keep going.
Okay. I'm looking for an understanding of how you're creating disciples right now. If you're truly fulfilling the good commission that Jesus is claiming, how is this doing so?
First of all, Radiant Church creates false disciples. Second of all, Jesus said, preach the gospel. I'm answering your question. First of all, I don't have to answer you at all.
You're absolutely correct.
There you go. So don't expect me to answer you. But I will answer. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. And the ones that God adds to the body, Acts 2 and Matthew 16, you don't make disciples that haven't been brought into the body by Christ. You don't plant churches. You don't make disciples of men. God says, I added to the body in Acts 2. Those people are then made disciples. On the internet and face-to-face with people we know, we make biblical disciples. Out here, we're calling you to repentance, so you even have a chance to become a biblical disciple. You're not even close to a biblical disciple. You're worldly churchianity goats if you go to Radiant Church. I love you. That's what you are. Now, if you tell me, I got born again 2 weeks ago and I'm testing this and I think it's wrong, maybe you are a sheep of God. If you're here not testing this and you're here enjoying it and defending it, this is what a goat would do. And a worldly goat defends sin and carnality. Do you know what the Holy Spirit does?
Have you attended this church?
The Holy Spirit draws you in and he teaches you all truth. John 16.
Agreed.
That's what the Holy Spirit does. They're not teaching you truth. Ready? Dr. Brian, prideful. We don't need titles. Lady pastors, sinful. Paul said, you said, have I attended here? Paul said, no women teachers. Pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are lies handed down by the Roman Catholic Church. Worldliness and Super Bowl parties, when James 4:4 says, you're a friend of the world, fond of the things of the world, you're an enemy of God. I don't need to attend here. I don't need to attend here to see their sin.
Okay, so you have not attended this church.
I don't need to attend here to see their sin. I didn't know many men that are sinful and worldly and murderers, but I could read what they believed and call them sinful.
I'm sorry. So you haven't attended here?
Not interested. Wouldn't set foot in a goat farm.
You haven't listened to...
Don't need to listen to it. I see the fruit of his teaching.
Hold on.
Feminism, lady pastors, carnality, sin. You see the fruit? Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. All I got to do is look at the fruit. Yes, sir. I just look at the fruit.
Can you give him a chance to speak? We're trying to be respectful.
I answered him. I don't need to listen. Sit down and listen to a pastor. He has lady pastors. He has a false gospel. He brings in comedians. I just answered him then. I don't need to. I don't need to listen to false teaching and sin. I don't need to listen to false teaching and sin, young man. And might I say something? I'm an old man, been following Christ for many years, and I'm a preacher of righteousness, and I've come out of the world. What's your testimony?
You don't think we've come out of the world?
What's your testimony? No. No, you look like the world. You're here at Radiant Church, that's the world. And you're here at a Tim Hawkins comedy show. You said you're not going in. I guess you are.
What's it matter?
What's it matter? It's what you approve of. So I do know. So what's your testimony? You're supposed to listen to older men that have come out of the world and are preaching righteousness. But you young men, these churches, they don't teach young men to respect authority and senior men and go test to the word of God. When I'm not Paul, but when the Bereans, heard Paul, they ran to the scriptures to test everything he said was true. Name one thing I've said that's not biblical. Give me a scripture verse.
I would like to ask one more question.
Can you name one thing I've said that's not biblical?
Well, it's hard to reference the Bible
yourself
when you're attacking somebody's character.
Attacking character? I'm attacking their fruit. The Bible says, judge and test all things. So 1 Timothy 5 says publicly...
Says that how you judge, you will also be judged.
Absolutely. I'm judging them by the word of God. That's how I'll be judged. I'm judging them harsh against the word of God. That's how I'll be judged. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke those in sin, talking about the body. and so that others will see and fear. This is a public rebuke. Wait till you see our website and you 15? See our testing. They will go up. It'll be up there for years. When people Google this church in Tim Hawkins, we come up on the first page of Google. We've been doing this a long time. I know my signs look like I'm just a yo-yo. You should see our website. God has really blessed us, okay? And it goes all over the world, and these people are going to be marked for years to come.
Why would you speak with Matthew 15?
They're marked. Romans 16, 17. Death? What did I speak death?
You have
they're
the
marked.
To speak life or to speak
they're
death.
Marked.
Why would you
Romans
that?
16, 17. Mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine, Tim Hawkins and Radiant Church, and avoid them.
You
they're marked.
Leaving.
I didn't speak death. I'm calling them to repentance.
Excuse me.
You said, so talk to them. What is the Bible teaching?
Two of their men came up. You'll have a video. Two of their men came up, and I offered them a chance to talk in the Bible. They wouldn't.
Sir,
and then I said, if I step foot on the property, they said, we'll tell you to leave.
Sir.
You don't know what you're talking about, young man.
What were their names?
I have no idea. You'll see them on video on the testing. It's going to go up. You'll see it. And this audio, I'm making an audio. This is going to go off too.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't believe I've
And you'll be on video too for safety.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, God sees everything anyway.
No, I don't believe.
Say, I'm not doing this for the approval of man, bro.
Yeah, neither am I.
Like
but Radiant Church approves men.
Like
approval,
I said,
man.
I first came here to ask questions, so really I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, so you got the biblical gospel, you got why Radiant Church and Tim Hawkins are sinful.
I know the gospel.
No, you're not obeying it. If you're part of this church, you're not obeying it.
If
you don't obey it on how you dress your temple. You don't obey it on how you dress your temple. This is the temple.
Is the body more than clothes?
Is this the temple of the Holy Spirit? Yeah, and God actually showed us how to dress ourselves going all the way back to Genesis 3, and it never changed. Your women and your men dress in pride, vanity, and harlotry.
Excuse me, are you familiar with Matthew 15?
It's a fact. Oh, what about Matthew 15?
The
one where he says, you worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me? That's radiant.
Matthew 15:20. Says, if you have a problem with your brother, what do you do for
actually, you're wrong. That's Matthew 18, but we'll look past that.
Okay.
It's Matthew 18. This is a public sin that I'm talking about. What you're talking about is a private sin matter. Matthew 18 is private sin in the body. They're not the body of Christ. Brian, Dr. Brian, and his feminist harlot-dressed wife is public sin. I don't need to go to them privately.
Harlot-dressed. Could you describe that?
Go look up our teachings on our website. Her hair is on. Her head's uncovered. That's unbiblical. She wears makeup and jewelry. Why do women wear makeup and jewelry? To look good and attract other men. To have pride and vanity that God says is an abomination. You do anything to make yourself look good, you're an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:17. I love you guys. I'm telling you the truth. You got to turn and come out. Tattoos, even if it's a Bible verse on your arm, it's an abomination to God. That's His temple if you claim to be born of Him. But here's the thing. I love you. How many people go here? 1,000? I don't know. I'm guessing. Yeah, I'd be surprised if there's one true born again saint here. If they are, they'll come out. If they stay here, they're not God's. Simple as that. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life in Matthew 7. That word few means
agreed.
Puny. Puny. It's not. Are they building something here? Can I ask, what are they building? Do you know?
No.
There's a Chick-fil-A that's going to be here.
Oh, okay. I thought this was their property.
No.
1,000 people, maybe one, maybe. That would be high odds that would come out. And so you got to understand, Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. Jesus said come out of the world. Jesus said worship in spirit and truth. Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship me in vain for your teachings of man-made traditions. You guys are all worshiping God in vain here.
How is this, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not going to question your biblical knowledge. But I was taught that if you have an issue with the brother, you go take it to him one-on-one.
That's private sin. This is a public issue.
Okay.
That's private. And he's not my brother. Dr. Brian is not my brother. He has not the fruit of a holy man of God.
So now you're,
he's a worldly carnal goat farmer. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. He's a worldly carnal goat farmer. He's disqualified. His house isn't in order. His wife is a feminist. He's feminized because he has lady pastors. Do you know what Paul said about lady pastors? I do not permit a woman to teach. Do you notice my wife is quiet? She knows the Bible as good as I do. We study together. Women are not to usurp authority and teach men and rebuke men. Brian is a feminized man. He got the offer to bring his Bible out. He hasn't come out yet. So, you guys need to repent. I can't shake your hand if you're united to this. The Bible says don't even say Godspeed to false teaching.
Really?
Yeah. Bible, go read the book of John.
Be happy with those that weep.
Yeah, that would be talking in context of the body. I don't consider you guys my body, my brothers.
Do not consider yourself too good to hang out with normal people and don't think you're
actually, if you want to sit down and talk about the Bible and talk about righteousness, I'll hang out with you. I'll meet you somewhere you want to meet tonight. Let's go. But I won't sit and listen to defense of this. That means you're not a seeker. That means you're just a mocker. A mocker defense
sin. We're doing this to seek understanding it's not every day that somebody's got a
exactly, and this is why we do this. And you know what's amazing? People will say, you said, well, how are you making disciples? How are you doing that? Our website goes out all over the place. People contact us. They start to learn. We call these places out of their sin. People start looking up and they go, I didn't know all that was in the Bible. My pastor didn't teach all that. And that's how disciples are being made all over the world. And there is a puny few of them. If you're in the numbers, watch out. 8 got off the ark. Ready? I got an article on for you. I got thousands of articles for free. I don't make any money.
So let's go have a conversation.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I would rather get a better understanding of what you're...
Well, don't try to understand me. Understand the Word of God and what it calls you to, young man.
I agree.
Yeah, forget what I'm about.
I'm agreeing with you.
Forget what I'm about. But you keep saying you're trying to get an understanding of me. Get an understanding of God's Word and what it's going to call you to do.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't do it here.
I do it in my prayer closet with my Bible.
But then we see your fruit.
Jesus, right?
But then we see your fruit.
So
if you're here.
Can you give me a chance, please?
If you're here, your fruit is sin. Sin.
I'm really trying to understand. Hey, maybe I'm interpreting or reading the scripture wrongly. And this is why I'm asking you, hey, if that is so, let's go sit down, have a conversation.
Absolutely. I told you I would.
And maybe the inverse is true for you.
I test everything.
Maybe I see something you don't.
I test everything. You bring the Word of God, I'll test it. I have absolutely no problem with that.
If you're in complete denial that you could be wrong in any sort of fashion.
Did you hear me say that? I just said, bring the Word of God and I'll test every single thing. I've been doing this for years.
You tested it. So you're
I said I test everything. I've tested this church and they are definitely false and sinful and wicked and carnal.
I'm talking about the Bible, okay. The living Word.
Yeah, absolutely.
You said you tested it.
Oh, no. I said I tested this place. I'm always testing everything to the Word of God. I always test everything to the Word of God. 1 Thess 5 says test everything. The Bible tells me not to go into goat farms. Jesus did not unite to sinful, false Christians. He went in the world and preached the gospel. You know how many guys, worldly guys, walking down the sidewalk I've talked to and handed gospel cards to today?
Paul
a whole bunch. And praise God.
People.
A whole bunch.
He
but I won't go in. That was Jews. That was Jews that wanted to find Jesus. This is a goat farm of the world. No, the ones that... It says, he sat and reasoned with them that would sit with him, and he reasoned with them in the scriptures. Yep, they wanted to find truth.
And they also denied it.
This is the goat farms, and we don't sit. Romans 16:17. Mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine. Avoid them. They're claiming Jesus. Those Jews were not. They were seeking. This guy is claiming Jesus, and he's wrong
him.
And he's false. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing, and I love the fact that the Father lets me call out his sin. You know why? I hate every false way, Psalm 119:104. But I love Brian and I love Tim Hawkins, and unless they repent, they're going to lose their soul. So they will know. They already know that we're out here. They can look up our testing. We're like a thorn in people's side. We're like a finger in Satan's eye. We don't go away. And I always tell men, sometimes I get men angry and they get in my face. And I say, listen, you're going to have to kill me to stop me. They go, get out of here. You know, you're going to have to kill me to stop me or incapacitate me. And they go like this and they go, they walk away. And I know they go, he's crazy. Leave him alone. The Bible tells us to preach the gospel.
You're definitely convicted of your perspective.
Teach.
I agree.
I can stand on the Word of God. It's not my perspective. It's the Word of God, young man.
Firm foundation.
And if you're not convinced enough to die for it, then you have not studied the Scriptures. You're being fed milk here.
Can I be honest with
and
you?
It's lukewarm milk, and you need the meat.
Can I be honest with you?
You need the meat of God's Word. I would hope everything you would say would be honest.
True.
Okay. Have you not been honest up to this point?
I honestly had no idea. No, I have been. I walked up to you. Honestly, I don't know who you guys are. Right? You don't know who I am. I walked up here expecting if the result is I get shot and I'm dead, that's okay. That's how I came up here.
Yeah, but you would be dying for the wrong cause because you're not following Jesus biblically.
I'm not gonna lie. That hurts.
Yeah, it should hurt. The truth of God is a Hebrews 4:12 sword. It should cut you and you go, wow, everything I'm living for, if I died, I'm going to be outside of the kingdom, because how many sins kept Adam and Eve out of the kingdom?
What do you need to be saved?
One.
How many sins did it take after grace had come, Jesus rose, for Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife, to be killed and sent to their damnation?
Tell me.
One lie. Acts 5. One lie. So if you live in one willful sin, in Revelation 21 and 22, it says, adulterers, murderers, whoremongers, and whoever loves and practices a lie. One lie. One lie. You know why? Because the blood of Jesus doesn't cleanse you as you keep and practice sin. It only cleanses you when you repent of that sin. Tim Hawkins has a false gospel. It's right on my website on his article. He says, when if you accept Jesus, this is why I stand against him, not just for his carnal comedy. He says, if you accept Jesus, when God sees you from now on the rest of your life, he sees Jesus and not you. That is a false gospel. That means a practicing homosexual can enter the kingdom, or a liar, or a drunkard. Jesus said, go, sin no more. He covers our sin we repent of and we fight against and we strive. None of us are perfect, but we don't live in willful sin. If you live in willful sin, you don't have the Holy Spirit at work in you.
Jesus also went and discipled for prostitutes.
Of course he did, and he called them to repentance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they couldn't stay in that lifestyle.
I agree.
You can't stay a carnal comedian. You can't stay a worldly, radiant church member. You got to come out. You got to walk in holiness and obedience, young man.
So then what would be the better path forward?
The better path forward is to repent of all sin in every false way, leave false associations, get in the Holy Scriptures, and learn to conform your life to the image of God, the Word of God, and His ways for the kingdom of God right now. That means come out of the churches, come out of your flesh and pride and vanity, come out of the world and its ways. I know, you got to work a job.
So don't be affiliated with any church.
No, you got to work a job. I want to be clear. You got to work a job as long as your job's not sinful. We're in the world. We're not of the world. Of course, right. Don't be affiliated in any church. I challenge for years. People say you should find a good Bible church. Where? Which one is keeping the biblical gospel and has come out of the world? I've been challenging that for years. Nobody ever emails me a church. And a couple men that tried to promote their church, I said, yours?
Oh, no.
And I said, let me ask you a question. What is it? Well, it's a Baptist church. Oh, that invented by man in the 1600s. The Baptist church invented by men in the 1600s. And they keep pagan holidays. They're worldly. So there is no biblical church that isn't a building.
I mean, you're never going to find a perfect church.
No. I didn't say perfect. I said biblically doctrinal sound. You can be doctrinally sound, imperfect in your flesh.
So what would that look like? So
what would what look like?
Do you attend any church?
Well, I believe that I teach and I'm doctrinally sound, but I can be flawed in my flesh. Like if a man gets in my wife's face, I could get in my flesh and want to punch him, right? That would be sinful. So far, I've never done that. I used to be a street fighter, but I could get in my flesh and get sinful. So I have a weak flesh, right?
Absolutely.
If we lean to it. But I have strength in Christ by the Spirit. But doctrinally, I don't teach false ways. I teach come out of the world, come out of pagan holidays.
Agreed.
Don't promote feminization. Cover your temple. Don't be part of the world. And be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God.
Correct.
So doctrinally, you can be perfect. And God would expect you to be a Noah. Ready? In your town. You live in this town? Everybody in this town, if they said, no way we're following Jesus biblically, if you were the only one and said, man, I see it in the Word, I can't be of that, I can't be of that, I can't be of the world, God would expect you to be a Noah and stand with him and follow him and obey him if you stood alone. If you were married and your wife left you, Jesus said, I came to divide. These places are all about unity in flesh and false ways and compromise. Jesus said, I came to divide.
I disagree with that.
Jesus said, he came to divide.
From what I understand from that church, they believe...
We see the fruit of this place.
Tony!
We see the fruit of this place. We see that they will unite with just about anybody.
I see your fruit.
In carnality. Yeah, I hope you do see my fruit.
I see your,
what's unbiblical about what I've said? Chapter and verse.
The Bible says to be... quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. I'm sorry, but you seem real easy to anger.
No anger. Righteous indignation, especially you when you were defending their sin and their carnality. You bet I'm going to be righteously angry, and I'm going to rebuke you.
I'm not defending anger.
I'm going to rebuke you, sir.
I'm not defending any sin.
You just shook your head and said they're not an ecumenical false church. You're wrong. They absolutely are. You're lying.
You
need a rebuke.
Buy Super Bowl parties?
You need a rebuke. Absolutely, Super Bowl parties. The Super Bowl promotes LGBT. That sound like Jesus? It promotes violence. It promotes immodesty. It promotes drunkenness. It promotes covetousness. Does any of that, yeah, I'm righteously angry now as you defend that. Does that sound like Jesus to you, young man? There you go. Thank you. That's why I'm righteously angry. When men like Tim Hawkins want to smear my savior in comedy, and places like Dr. Brian and his feminist wife want to invite him in to help smear my savior, I don't stand for it.
Giving somebody grace and mercy like Jesus?
Grace and mercy. You get like grace God? When you repent. You're not going to get the grace of God as you live in your sin.
That's not the question I asked.
I don't give grace until you repent. Neither does God. The grace comes when you repent. Okay. Mercy comes when you repent. If you live on in your sin, when you stand before God, what's he going to say to you?
I'm going to exit this conversation.
Yeah, that's fine.
Real quick, before we go.
That's fine.
What do you need to be saved?
I already preached the gospel to you. It's right on that gospel card. I already preached it to you. I think you're on the edge of, you are definitely on the edge of defending sin and a mocker. It's on that gospel card. It's on that. This is sinful. This is sinful. It's on the gospel card. I already preached it to you. If you don't come out of false ways in the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come.
Faith and repentance? Anything else?
It's on that gospel card.
So you don't want to preach the gospel then?
The Bible says not to preach the gospel to mockers. I sense that I'm casting my pearls here.
I want to make sure we have common ground in
it's
the
on,
gospel.
You don't. With Radiant Church, we don't. Sure. They have a false gospel.
A church is
Tim Hawkins has gospel. A false gospel. The biblical gospel is on that card. It's on almost every page of my website. It's on the testing of Radiant Church.
What translation do you read?
What difference does that make?
I'm just curious. Because there could be a right one and a wrong one, no?
Is there?
I think so.
Which one's right?
I'm not the guy that determines that. He is. I'm not the one that... I'm just curious. I read King James right now. I've read NLT, NIV.
I read King James, and I test it to the Greek and the Hebrew. It does have errors. It uses the word Easter. It uses the word Easter. It's wrong. It uses in 2 Timothy 2:9, it says, dress in modest apparel. Look up the Greek. It means neat, orderly robes for women.
The day that we celebrate... that Jesus is born, do you think that's the correct Jesus day
rose.
On the calendar?
It doesn't matter what day. It's a lie because God never ordained it. We don't do. God doesn't. Man doesn't make days holy. Only God does.
So you believe you can only...
Sabbath.
Roman Catholics. Sabbath day. Yep. The Roman Catholics invented Christmas. Ready? Good Friday. Good Friday. They teach, that's Catholic too, they teach he died on Friday and he rose Sunday morning. So he died Friday night, he rose Sunday morning. They make Jesus a liar. He can't be your savior. You know why? He said he'd be in the grave how long?
3 days.
3 days and how long?
Right.
And 3 nights. Can you get 3 days and 3 nights, 72 hours from Friday night to Sunday morning?
Well, so that's right where you get Sabbath, into the, is our Friday and Sunday the same as it was back then?
Nope. You can only get 2 nights.
Sir,
he died on Wednesday.
If their calendar was Friday, Wednesday, Saturday, nope. Sunday.
He died.
I'm not arguing here.
Jesus died on Wednesday. Ready? Let me tell you. He died on Wednesday, the day before the high Sabbath. John 19 says there was a high Sabbath. The high Sabbath fell on Thursday. That's what mixes up everybody. They think it was Saturday. He's in the grave Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. He's in the grave Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He rises before Sunday because, do you know why he rises on Saturday? He's our Sabbath rest. He's our Sabbath rest. That's what the Bible teaches. And they're practicing pagan holidays. They're practicing pagan holidays. And they're practicing false ways. That's what they're practicing.
I encourage you to go talk to them.
Go talk to who?
Probably the people that are...
Two of their men already came out. They didn't want to talk. This testing and the video and audio will be sent to their church. They can reach out to me, and I'd be happy to sit down and reason in the scriptures. So it'll be going out there to mark them so seekers can see their sin and call them to repentance. Because you're all going to lose your souls unless you repent. You're living in sin and false doctrine and worldliness. Turn and repent, gentlemen. You have no hope of eternal life outside of repentance.
I do have a question. On your website, where did you get those pictures from?
I have lots of pictures on my website.
Where did you get them from?
I have lots of pictures on my website. I can't answer a vague question.
Don'tperish.com specifically.
I have lots of pictures on my website.
Are you the owner of that website?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So where did you get the pictures from that are pertaining to Radiant Church and Tim Hawkins?
Would be their websites and their Facebook pages.
Okay. Perfect. That's all I needed to know. Thank you.
Legally used under Fair Use Act. Go check it for testing purposes.
We appreciate your time sincerely.
Legally used for Fair Use Act. Go check it out.
We appreciate your time sincerely.
You can't win. God's word is against you.
I'm not.
You know what?
Trying
Jesus
to
said something. Ready? Well, you're going into Radiant Church. You know what? Jesus said something you guys need to hear because I love you enough to tell you this truth. Jesus is the rock. Jesus said, the Bible talks about, it's all his word. fall on the rock and you'll be broken. So imagine a big rock, you trip and you fall on it. Oh, it breaks me. And when you're broken, you humble yourself and you go, wow, that rock broke me. I got to humble myself to obey it, to seek it, to be meek, to be lowly, to submit myself to it. You know what the Bible says? If you don't humble yourself to the word of God, you know what the Bible says is going to happen to you? You're going to be ground to powder by the rock. And you know what's interesting? Moses. Do you know what Moses did with the golden calf of idolatry in Exodus? You know what he did with it? You guys study the word? He ground it to powder and had them drink it. God's word is going to grind you and Dr. Feminized Brian to powder unless you're broken on it and submit and repent and obey it. Come out of this goat farm. Come out of the world. Follow Jesus in spirit and truth. And the cost is, it's a gift that God gives us, but it's not free. That's a lie. It's free. It's going to cost you everything in this world to follow Jesus. Jesus said, lose your life to find it. The word free is added. It's a gift of God. It's not free.
A gift is
Jesus
free.
Said, lose your life to find it in Matthew 10.
A gift is free. That's the definition of a gift.
Not all gifts are free.
All gifts are free.
Not all gifts are free. If I gave you a company in Alaska and told you you had to go move there to run it, the company's free. You got to give up your roots here to go run it.
Can I speak? First of all, I'm not trying to ruin anything.
Why did you ask about pictures? What was that all about? And where we got them?
Am I not okay to be curious?
What does that have to do with God's word, young man? You seeking God's word or you seeking that kind of stuff?
I'm seeking understanding as far as where this righteous anger is stemming from. And you have provided
righteous that. Anger?
Can
carnal
I
comedians,
finish a sentence?
Feminized doctor pastors, and young men that come out and defend it. That's where the righteous anger
can
comes
I
from.
Please finish a sentence.
If you don't like me, you would not have liked John the Baptist. I'm no John the Baptist. He would have been a lot more harsh. Paul told false teachers. Paul told false teachers to cut their manhood off in Galatians 5:12. Did you know that? Jesus called them hypocrites, 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 hypocrites. Is that 8 times in Matthew 23?
Would you say that to a brother in Christ?
You guys aren't my brother.
You're not brothers. You don't believe in the same gospel?
You're not my brother.
You don't believe in the same gospel?
You don't have the fruit of being my brother. Prove to me you're my brother. Call me. We'll make an appointment. We'll sit down. Start repenting of your sin and your worldliness. That's the fruit. You're my brother.
My fruit?
Is on the card?
I've quit.
Absolutely.
I've quit drinking.
No. My email's on the card. Email me and then I'll talk to you.
I've quit my foul language.
A lot more sin than that, young man. False doctrine. Did you know 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine by which you are saved?
Aside from the church. You're talking to two young men.
But you're united to the church, which is teaching false doctrine. And you're part of the world. You're part of the world.
Now what?
And I already answered that question. In my flesh, I can always sin.
Right.
In doctrine, we walk in the holiness of God's word, and we're taught truth. But you guys have the double whammy. You have your flesh that you're still walking in, and you have, you're united to this goat farm. So you got to come out of the goat farm before I can take you serious as men of God. Tim Hawkins would have to stop being a carnal comedian and drive around and preach the biblical gospel. Guess what? Nobody will hire him if he does that. You see, Luke 16, what the world esteems highly, God abhors. You're following what the world esteems. Lower yourself, submit yourself, humble yourself, come out of your flesh and your pride and your vanity and your youthful arrogance. You guys, ready? I love you. You're novices to the truth of God. It's obvious. Submit yourself to the word. Get in the word and out of this goat farm, and God, lower yourself. He'll lift you up. You're trying to float above your novice standard, and it causes puffed up pride. That's what Paul says. Don't do that.
I have no pride.
Don't do that.
I appreciate it.
Dust yourself.
I appreciate it.
Come out of the church. Email me.
You gave me knocks or when I walked up here. Come on.
Email me. And we'll be. And we'll talk. We'll go deep in scriptures. Open the Bible. Test what I'm saying about this church and Tim Hawkins. We'll sit down. Show me in the scriptures what I have wrong.
What's your opinion on John MacArthur? Give me one sentence. Do you like him? Do you not?
I have a testing of him on my website. You go look it up. I'll say two words about John MacArthur.
Two words.
I have no idea.
Worldly heretic. He has a college with the women on their volleyball team running around in their underwear. That's his college, master's college. And more importantly, the gospel he preaches is Calvinistic. He's a full-blown Calvinist. Calvinism is a lie from the pits of Satan. I have a testing of him. I have a testing of him.
Arminianism belief?
I can't hear you?
Arminianism?
No. No, we believe what God's word. We don't put isms on any of us. We believe what God's word says. By faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood, you must come and repent, be born again. You must endure in holiness and obedience to the end, be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light, the opposite is not walking in the light, walking in the darkness like Radiant Church. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. That's other people walking in the light. That's not you guys or this church. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us. You got to be in his light to be cleansed. Go read John 3:19-21. It's this place. Okay. Light has come. Love darkness. John 3:19-21. Jesus said the light has come, but men love their darkness and they love sin. And they stay in the darkness and because the light reproves them. Come into the light, gentlemen. You must repent. You're going to lose your friends, your family, your careers if they're worldly. We lost everything to follow Jesus Christ. Unless you do that, you are not of him.
I know you're not going to shake my hand.
I'm not, because you're with this place. Repent, repent, and I'll give you hugs, and you'll be my brother.
Okay.
I don't compromise. I can love you outside of compromise.
Reasonable. We thank you for your time. We thank you for what you're trying to do.
I loved you with a pure love and told you the truth.
You've given me understanding of what your goal here is. And that's why I came up.
The Bible says, preach the gospel. God makes saints, and then we help disciple them.
Yes.
This is a goat farm that's going to cost you your soul, and the world is deceiving your young souls into thinking you can be like the world.
I'm not going to sit here and... I'm not
I can see your fruit, gentlemen.
I'm not going to play that.
I can see your fruit.
Just in honesty.
Of course, you're worldly. And you have a pagan cross on.
I'm not
gonna That's an execution device. We're not supposed to lift up execution devices. By the way, he didn't even die.
This is the method that God used to redeem me.
He didn't even die on a cross, by the way. You know that word cross in the Bible? Here's a tidbit for you. Wow. It means stake. It's a stake. He died on a tree because he's cursed for us. Yes. More Roman Catholic theology. They got a cross on their building too. He did not. He died on a stake. He died on a stake. He died on a tree. He died on a tree. And wearing the execution device around your neck is actually adornment. That's your temple. You're not supposed to adorn it. God is the one that tells us how to dress ourselves. So you guys got a long way to go, but you know what? There's good news. Acts 17, Paul said to the pagans, God is not far from any of us. So if you repent, God's there. But guess what? John 9, if you don't repent, he doesn't hear you. He didn't even hear your prayers. If you live in sin, willful, practicing sin, God doesn't even hear your prayers. You're wasting your time.
Thank you for your time.
John 9:32.
I know you're speaking truth.
She's biblical.
I know you're speaking truth, but
tell Dr. Brian that his wife and his house needs to get in order and he needs to repent. Tell Tim Hawkins to look up my testing and to come out of his worldly life. Most important, you came out. Lose your lives to follow Jesus Christ. You got the truth today. Cookies, coffee, loves, and hugs is not what you needed today. You needed the truth. And guess what? I'm an old man. I might be dust and powder. One day you might remember this conversation when I'm dead and gone, and you might go, remember that guy? He did love us with the truth. That place was deceiving us with carnality and comedians and cookies. That man told us the truth and love and didn't want nothing from us.
You've never gone in. You've never experienced
God be praised.